There's nothing like listening to a really shitty podcast to get you hyped to make it a good one.
Like just, the one that we made just before this.
Just drunk and rambling. No, that one wasn't drunk. That was just us being terrified.
I was still drunk.
No.
The last one, yeah.
Well, since that time.
It's probably for the best that we deleted that last one, I don't think.
To being live men. Or free men. Free men.
To not being arrested today.
Yeah, you gotta.
Give me a second. Again, I don't got nails.
There you go.
He got it. He got it. That's all good, guys. All
right. So being free men.
But,
without getting into detail, I think we can just say that
Ethan was falsely accused of.
You don't gotta say what. He was falsely accused of doing something pretty serious.
Terrorist conspiracies.
Yeah.
Dude, how long do you think I would have gone in jail for that?
I mean, they can't just throw you in jail for being like, hey, we think you did this.
We pressed redial and it led right to you, man.
Yeah, so you were clearly the culprit.
There's no one else it possibly could have been because we hit redial.
Yeah, there's only like 48 disgruntled employees that work here, so.
There's only like a fight last
week. We don't want to get in trouble, but it's the first fast food restaurant that you think of.
But anonymous. We don't got to say the name, but it's the first one you think of.
Yeah.
What, Taco Bell?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
I actually got disappointed in you for saying that.
Yeah, I got it. Who eats Taco Bell anymore?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We don't know how to redial.
See,
none of this is going to make sense to the listeners, and I love it.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
We hit redial, and
we just called the person that we called before. And they didn't, but they didn't call us, so
it must be you. It must be you. It's got to be you. You're a terrorist?
Sir, we're going to need you to go back.
I'm going to show up at your house with no backup whatsoever.
Yeah, no vest. I'm not even going to carry my gun inside with me. I got this can of mace.
And then my sister, like, I love when people are like, just, they don't give a shit about anything that's going to happen to them.
Your sister was about to fight that cop.
Yeah.
Your sister was straight up like, fuck the police in this situation. Like, they're great. I love the cops.
Yeah, nothing wrong.
You know?
Like, I'm not even mad at him for coming to my house to, like that was his job.
Yeah.
Yeah, he highly, like, underplayed the situation.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, so, this is what happened. After visiting with you guys, I don't think you did it, but
we gave him no reason to think we didn't do it. At first.
Yeah, no, because
I didn't
we
even
didn't, we all did, like, the stereotypical, I don't know, who? Yeah. What? Like,
yeah.
I would never do that.
The funniest part is I didn't even know what he was talking about when he called me.
Yeah, I know, because I asked you, and you're like, I don't fucking know. There's a sheriff in my house. We gotta go. And we're like, all right, yeah.
I guess. Who's making these phone calls? What phone call? Who's Jake Willow?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it was like waking up in the Bourne Ultimatum. You're just like, I don't know anything.
Is this the Matrix?
No, but the worst part is when he kept saying, like, who's Jacob Willow? And we're like, I don't know. He's like, obviously it's a made-up name, guys.
Like, was that a test? Like, we'd be like, oh, he's our friend. He's like, that's a made-up name. Gotcha, bitch.
I know a Jake Prospero.
It was definitely him.
A Jake Patoad.
A Jake Mayo.
Jake's just like, McDonald's is taking him away from me. I love Jake, though.
He's hard not to love, but at the same time, like, damn it, Jake.
He's just a dummy, but I love it.
What'd you look over here for?
Because I was seeing if he had all the beer shit still over there from him laying right there. I remember when I was went over here to charge my phone, and he was like, what the fuck are you doing? I came over here to charge my phone. He's like, what are you doing with my phone? I'm just like, I'm charging my phone. He's like, I have the only thing over here. He's like, there's one right above it.
I own this outlet.
Where's that?
Apparently Jake is the bridge troll of outlets.
He was about to date a bridge troll.
We don't gotta. Everybody makes mistakes. We don't gotta.
Dude, but straight up, she was a fucking troll. She's like skinny Rachel. Yeah.
I feel weird that I kissed both people in this conversation.
I'm starting to doubt, like doubt that you're ever gonna get an attractive girlfriend. Like, I really want it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a concern in the back of my mind too. Thank you for bringing it up.
Like, you just make poor choices with women.
Yeah, I do.
Just let them push you around.
No, it's not even
that. No, you let them push you around.
No, like, that is true, but that's not.
That's not why, no.
That's not the biggest one. Like, I can live with that.
That's just being a good dude. You still have my mom's lighter. I can't believe you haven't given that back to her yet.
Yeah, because how's that going to go down?
I think I'm going to do that.
When you quit your job, just be like,
you know what this is.
This belongs to you?
It's like out, it's out of gas. I have
smoked much pot out of that.
Many a marijuana has been smoked with this. Does this beer kind of taste like nail polish to you guys a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's just been sitting for a while.
Yeah. So we should just shake it.
I think we should just down them and then...
So wait, let's mix AJ's Labatt's with our Coors.
Nah, dude, this is shitty right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I doubt it. Tastes fine. Yours is pretty bad.
I can stand that.
Yeah, I can stand that too.
Like, I've just been trying to drink this best.
I'll retract my complaint.
Oh, this isn't a fine pilsner. It's a Canadian pilsner.
Which explains it.
It's a nice pilsner.
It's a sensibility.
A polite pilsner.
Hey. You know what's fun? With, like, cigarettes.
Cigarettes?
Is there, like... Like, you feel different with them.
You feel like, good.
Yeah.
For, like, 3 minutes. And then...
10 minutes. 15 minutes of bad.
Yeah. It's, like, literally, you're getting 3 minutes of pleasure for 3 hours of depression.
So you can just... Finally, you know, break in and go have another
dude,
one.
My rectal, like, area is just shutting down right now.
Aw, dude, I haven't had a normal shit in, forever. Like, 3 months, dude.
Like, when I get one, I'm excited.
It's like, oh, this is a dipshit.
Oh, no, that was just a fart. Oh. And it was kind of wet.
Great, dipshit. No. Oh, this is just from me changing my diet. Great. Oh, I had meat today. Fuck.
No, blood.
Dude, I wish we were smart enough to make actual, like, funny shit. Like, not, like, funny, but, like, serious shit, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, Carlin shit? There was a point in Carlin's career where he wasn't funny. He was just fucking angry all the time, and it was great. Like, he would just yell at people.
I'm gonna get to that point at one point.
Yeah, I hope you do. I really do. Because that, to me, is funnier than jokes. Just the crowd being uncomfortable.
So we all pretty serious about this comedy thing?
I am.
I'll fucking do it. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'll do it.
Yeah, but that's my problem right now, too, is I'm trying to figure out, like, exactly what I'll be good at.
I'm telling you, you just got to, like, wait until you find something funny or think about something funny. And then just write it down immediately.
You know, I was thinking about it with that whole speech thing that was going on today with Trump's wife and Michelle Obama. When? It's like they're saying that Trump's wife plagiarized Michelle Obama's speech or all that. It's like, what else do you want her to fucking say? The only way we're going to change this country is through hard work. Oh, man, that's a lot of... She plagiarized every freaking person's speech that was speaking about America.
Singe your hair.
Yeah.
It's smoking.
So? Says I like to party.
But I don't like when the cops show up at my house.
Man, I smell like Dookie right now.
We're a mess tonight.
Yeah. We just didn't go in here with any fucking topic or...
No, but that's usual for these podcasts. We just kind of let it go.
Yeah, and they typically end up like shit.
You know, they have their ups and downs. Right now, we're doing that negative plateauing, but we just got to keep on pushing.
Bro, until, just started, though.
We're in a valley right now. Like, we're up at the top of that mountain, and we're just going across the valley.
But, dude, at the end of every valley, there's stairs, you know?
What?